Tom, what do you think about presenting one of those cases?
Okay. This is a 52-year-old woman who is premenopausal, underwent screening mammogram September of 2007. They showed some questionable abnormalities in the right breast, diagnostic mammograms December of 07. MRI was performed January of 2008, showed two lesions, and then she was seen at our place in February 2008. Their mammograms, ultrasound, showed two lesions at 9 o'clock and a third lesion at 1 o'clock. February 20th, 2008, she had three biopsies, one of which showed invasive ductal cancer. This was ER positive in 95% of cells. PR was weakly positive in 5 to 10% of cells, and it was HER2 negative by FISH assay. Biopsies of the two lesions at 9 o'clock were benign, showing only stromal fibrosis. She subsequently underwent needle localization of those two benign lesions, and they were, in fact, again, stromal fibrosis. So now it's May of 2008, and she had a needle localization resection of the lesion at 1 o'clock, 0-3 sentinel nodes. Primary tumor was of Bloom-Richardson grade 1. DCIS was also present. It measured 2.1 centimeters in greatest diameter. Angiolymphatic invasion was present. The deep resection margin was initially close, but there was a margin that was negative. She's otherwise healthy. She was premenopausal. I talked to her about alternatives. She declined participation in the PACT-1 trial, but did want the 21-gene assay to be performed. This was done. It showed a recurrence score of 11, which would be associated with a distant recurrence risk of 8% at 10 years with tamoxifen adjuvant therapy. So she entered the soft trial and was randomized to tamoxifen alone. But to me, this was kind of a tough case because the PR was weak. I was kind of inclined to give her chemotherapy, actually.
But it was a grade 1 tumor. You still wanted to give
grade
a chemo.
Grade 1 ER 95%, yeah. PR 5%.
Yeah. But you were concerned about the PR?
I was concerned about the PR. She's relatively young, a 2.1 centimeter tumor.